Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
To take the cup and drink it. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Luke 22:44. Aside from the crucifixion itself, Gethsemane was the darkest hour of Christ's life. Friends misunderstood him. Armed soldiers came to arrest him. One of his own followers betrayed him. He agonized in the garden alone. And while three of his trusted disciples slept, he went to his Father in prayer. Jonathan Edwards describes the prayer that showed the full extent of Jesus' love. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. When the dreadful cup was before Christ, he did not say, "Why should I go to plunge myself into such torments for worthless, wretched worms that deserve to be hated by me? Why should I, who have been living from all eternity in the enjoyment of the Father's love, cast myself into such a furnace for those who never can pay me for it? Why should I yield myself to be crushed by the divine wrath for those who have no love for me and are my enemies? They do not deserve any union with me and never did and never will." Such, however, was not the language of Christ's heart in these circumstances. On the contrary, he resolved even then, in the midst of his agony, to yield himself up to the will of God and to take the cup and drink it. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 71.
Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple court, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns." Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy, who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me, and if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips."
A real battle was fought and won in the agony of Gethsemane. If anyone had the right to sidestep undeserved suffering, Jesus had that right. Yet he prayed above all for God's will to be done. To die an undeserved death for undeserving men and women, no one can fully comprehend such love. But any grateful heart can respond in praise and adoration. A heart, for example, like yours.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.